We would like to talk to you about a fine line that you always have to deal with in the human condition. And that is, what is a natural human need? And what is a needy human need? They sound as though they would be the same thing, but they are really not. When you are using your own energy in a balanced way, this same thing is always happening. You are sending energy into a situation, and energy is coming back. Now, we are not talking about keeping score. We are talking about natural flow. You see this in good friendships. So you call your friend when you need to talk to someone, and your friend calls you when they need to talk to someone. And in friendships, when that dynamic gets out of balance, it is difficult to maintain the friendship. Well, as it happens, that is because human need was overtaken by needy need. Now, when we talk about needy need, we are not doing it critically. We are just saying that when needy need happens, too much energy is going to be required. And you, not you personally, but whoever is dealing with needy need, is going to be looking to other people to fill in this emptiness that they are feeling. And that is very difficult on whoever you are taking energy from. Because the thing we can tell you for certain is, no matter how much you give, no matter how much you say, it will not be effective. Because if there is an empty place, and that is the needy need that is driving the person outward, then you cannot gather enough from outside of you to fill what is empty inside of you. This is why we choose our friends as carefully as we can. This is why we look for work that has a kind of balance in it. And once again, it is not scorekeeping. It is how the energy moves. Is it moving in a way that is good? Now, we are in a time of change. Many things are changing. Institutions are changing. The way we live, that is all changing. And that is why we must be especially careful, because it is very easy to fall into the trap of saying, well, if I just give more, then whatever is on the other end will finally see what a good job I am doing and give the energy back. There are situations where that is true. There are situations where that is not true and never will be. And so what is the job here? The job is not to wait until all of your energy has gone into something that is never going to return energy, but to pay attention to yourself. It does not mean that you cannot work hard, or that you cannot give support and energy to something. You can, but you must watch your own being. And if you find that you are feeling frayed, or if you find yourself out of sorts or angry at small things, there is every chance in the world that what has happened is that too much has gone out and not enough has come back. Now, we do want to talk about the human thing here. When you have worked hard, when you have done something, it is human for the people you know who care about you to want them to be happy for you, to say, good job, we know that was hard, and good for you. That is a natural human condition. You could call it a need in a way, but it is not the needy need. However, you must look at, and you can often see this in others that you know, how many people do you need to tell you what a wonderful job you have done? Is it enough that friends and people who love you tell you that? Or are you still looking for it? Are you trying for it? Trying for it? Because that is when things go out of balance, when that needy need is going out. And this is the thing we want you to remember. Neediness is an expression of emptiness. So it means that we are following the patriarchal rule book, which says we must people please, and the only things that count are the things that are outside of us. And if only we were perfect, we would have been able to bring those things to us. All of those things are a reflection of emptiness. Now, why then is it, why cannot we get it from everyone? Because it is not our own energy. It is not our own energy. We are drawing in energy as fast as we can when we are in the needy, needy place. But none of it belongs to us. It is like, how do you say, the blood typing that you do for your bodies. If you need blood, the blood type must be like your own. If you are trying to get someone else's blood and it is the wrong type, it is not going to fare well for you physically. And so we must remember that about energy too. It is good and human to be appreciated and to like that you are appreciated. But when you keep feeling not enough, not enough, not enough, which we all do from time to time, that is the time not to look outside of you. That is the time to say, I must go inside because it is my own energy that has left me. And I must bring that back into me. And that is how I will be peaceful. And that is how I will be happy. When the needy, needy has gone away, the human desire for communication and acceptance, which is very normal, and that is going on well. But be careful for the strong need. How much do you need? Because when you're needy, needy, what you need is you. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Know the power and the healing of your own breath. It is your life. And where you breathe life and joy and love and peace into your body. And you exhale fear. Feel a clearing energy from the heart of the earth come up and into your root center. And let that clearing energy remove all of your fears about what you are going to create and how you are going to do it. And with the fear out of the way, let the root center become wise and strong, and able to support you as you create. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center. Let the cleansing energy remove shame and guilt and old judgments that you may have had of yourself or of others. Feel them pulled out of your body and see that a beautiful waterfall is in that second center. And its job is to wash away anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to hold on to. But the waterfall washes away pain and disappointment and fear and has no judgment about what is being washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy remove old hurts, old patterns that might repeat that do not honor you. Let that clearing energy wash all of that out of your heart. And feel your heart restored and alive and growing. And stop and see the beauty of your own heart. See it like a garden. And see the place where water flows. And go to that place and drink. And know that that water restores your spirit. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the throat center. Let the clearing energy take away any fear you might have of saying the wrong thing, or of anything you might have said that you may not care for. Let all of that be removed from your throat, knowing that the most important thing in the communication center is loving kindness, and that first for you. Feel the clearing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy take away any fear you may have of knowing deeply and truly what you do know. Trusting your intuition, knowing that it is connected to your spirit. Trusting it when it is from a place of healing. Feel the third eye open and let it see all that there is to see. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up through your body and into the crown. Let the cleansing energy open the crown center. And know that this is the place of receiving. Feel the golden light of the universe full of the gifts that are for you. Open the crown and let that golden light pour into your body, touching the chakra centers, bringing them alive, nourishing the heart, flowing into the solar plexus so that there is now a place for the universe to send you joy, into the second center where the golden light brings you freedom, into the root, where the golden light brings you strength. and breathe so that the energy fills you, knows you, loves you as you are in this moment. Let the field extend past your body so that you draw to yourself what is like you. And know that you are full. Move your attention into your heart center and see that the universe has left a gift there for you. Resting the mind, allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.